Hey, we got Nick from Superior Outfitters on the line with us again this week. Nick, actually, we didn't talk to you last week, did we?
Nope, you missed me. I think I was fishing.
Well, that's a nice problem to have if you're fishing. So let's just start there. How's your fishing been, and what have you been hearing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of trout fishing, actually, and that's been going pretty well.
Finding some cold water?
Yeah, fishing really small stuff. Still finding temps, you know, below 65, so even for brookies, that's just fine.
Well, are you doing mostly flies, or are you doing any spin or live bait?
I've been doing all flies, you know, hopper patterns and stuff like that.
I would imagine you're probably not seeing too many working fish. You're just prospecting, plopping a hopper on the bank, and you ended up getting a couple of nice takers?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a few fish, you know, rise here or there when they're just picking off an ant or a beetle. But for the most part, you're not looking for risers. You're just fishing tight to cover and hoping something in there is interest.
Well, are you seeing anything big coming out of those little tributaries, or mostly average size brookies, your typical brookies?
Mostly average size. I have seen a couple pretty good fish, though, now that we've hooked briefly. Actually had like some rainbows in the 12, 14 inch range and some brookies over a foot. So not all dinks. Some pretty good fish are still feeding.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's really not a whole lot to it. It's pretty simple fly fishing for trout. It's just about finding colder water, right? And that's pretty much it.
Yep, that's it. You know, things will get a little more complicated when the white fly hatch, the efrons get started. We're not too far away from, I hope.
I don't think so. I mean, typically I see those right around the 15th of the month, but I've seen them as early as the 10th, too, in some years. But I don't know. This year has been pretty warm. I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the water temps need to drop, you know, get below 70 before those bugs start hatching. I think it's even too hot for them right now.
At least on the waters that I fish anyway. I'm sure there are other places that people will see them early, but yeah, I love the white mayfly hatch. The efrons are one of my favorites because they kind of bring you out of the doldrums of just prospecting for trout, and you actually get trout that are working on the surface again.
Yeah, it's just one last fling, and they're usually a really good hatch. I mean, it brings up some good fish. They've been kind of dormant in those bigger rivers right now.
The other thing I'll tell you is in the middle of that efron hatch, or a little bit later on in August, toward the end of this month, you got to have some flying ant patterns because you typically see that hatch too.
Yeah, that should be going on now. I haven't seen it yet, but I know last year we hit it right about this time.
And I don't know why, but those bring up big fish too for some reason, those stupid flying ants.
Well, we were on musky water last year, and, you know, smallmouth in the 18 to 20 inch range were eating them.
Crazy. Well, stay tuned for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We're going to get into salmon season getting ready to kick in. Plus, we'll talk about musky flies that were successful for me from Nick's store. In our next Outdoor Report, stay tuned for part two right here on The Outdoor Show.